Retired Australian Ambassador Tony Kevin has written a new book looking at the way Russia has been portrayed in Western media. Former Foreign Minister and Premier Bob Carr will be launching the book at Glee Books this Thursday at 6 p.m. I asked Tony Kevin what sort of difficulties he had had in getting his view of Russia publicised in Australia.
I have been a writer of controversial books for quite some years after being an ambassador of Australia to Poland and then to Cambodia. In my retirement, I've written 6 books. Some of them have been very controversial. And yet, when I wrote my book, Return to Moscow, which in part dealt with the deteriorating relations between Russia and the West, but from a more pro-Russian point of view than people are accustomed to reading in Australia, I found that basically my public voice dried up. I was denied voice in public fora, university symposia, op-eds, the ABC, SBS, you name it.
You talk about some of the disinformation that the West is putting out. One of the things you mentioned is relating to the Skripals and the Amesbury poisonings. Now, that did seem to have some relationship to previous double agent poisonings. Wouldn't those things point to Russia?
What we've been seeing over the last few years, essentially since the Maidan Square coup d'etat, which was pretty much orchestrated by the Americans to remove a president who was not pro-Western enough for them, there's been a mounting disinformation narrative against Russia, which has involved intelligence agencies, it's involved shadowy disinformation agencies, and it's produced a chain of narratives which I regard as essentially false narratives. Now, the most important of them, and most recently, have been the Skripals narrative, which is entirely false, and I can prove it so. And a month after that, the narrative of the alleged chemical weapons attack by President Assad on his own people in a town called Douma, which led to a fairly major Western military attack on Syria.
One of the other areas of concern that you've pointed out is the narrative about the Ukraine. Doesn't this go to the idea that Vladimir Putin wants to see the borders of Russia back to the old USSR borders?
It goes to the idea that Vladimir Putin wants to protect the national security of his country, which has been basically betrayed since the end of communism. The West made a solemn promise, Reagan and Bush after him, to Gorbachev, not to move further east NATO alliance forces beyond Germany. They are now 500 kilometres from Moscow on the Estonian, Latvian and Lithuanian border, and on the Ukrainian border, effectively, NATO is almost there too. There are no effective high-level dialogues taking place now. Trump would like to have a high-level dialogue with Russia, but he's been outmaneuvered and boxed in by his anti-Russian major power structure in Washington. He can't have a summit conference with Putin. He can't have a phone call with Putin without questions being asked, is he betraying America? You can't run a foreign policy in that way.
Well, some would say that you can't run a foreign policy the way he's been running it via Twitter and all these other things as well. So it's maybe the problems there with the way that he's been doing things.
Well, he's got a personal style which is unconventional and it goes against all the conventions. That's true. But consider the alternative. If he is impeached, who would become president? A Bible-bashing fanatic called Mike Pence. The Democrats have got no real chance of winning this next election, I don't think. And so it's either Trump or Pence. And I think between those two, I think I would slightly prefer Trump, to be honest.
Tony Kevin, former diplomat and author of the new book Russia and the West, speaking with me there.